welcome some guests that are joining us. Please welcome back from Oakland Gaylord Choir, Randy and the tenor section. And please welcome from my church choir, Britt Urias and the bass section. I'll be singing Jesus with you all. Notice that we are using a slightly different formation. Those of you who sang the Oakland Symphony before my time, you're probably more used to this, where we had kind of the chunks of sections. Please make sure that all the rows are equidistant, same number of people or at least same number of space. So right now, I know we're missing some people, but we really should have the same number of people in the fourth row, which is the bench, as the third, second, and first. So for tonight, it's okay, but for next week, we'll definitely want to figure all of that out, okay?
And that averages to 20 people per row.
About 20 a row. Yeah. I think there's
78
singing plus our two guests and me, so about 20 a row. And there's no kids choir in front of us, so
yes.
Like hardly now. Please stand. Take a moment, say hello to each other, ask how their week was, ask if they memorize Sometimes I Cry.
No.
sing loud. Mezzo piano really is the loudest volume we should get to, like a 4 or a 5, because the focus is listening to each other, making sure we're actually singing the same re, the same la. Watch again. The remix, F.
Do re mi so la. Listen to me, articulate every single word.
to look through the score with your partner. Make sure you memorize carefully. Make sure you have all those markings as well covered. And Sarah, come on up. We'll talk after they're done with this memorization, okay? Randy and Greg, definitely talk to neighbors about the markings in this for sure, okay? Second, please. We need your full attention for a very important announcement, and then we'll get back to sometimes after. We've had a pretty major Bocelli update that we want to share with you all. We did get some music in as well, but before we get into that, Sarah, tell us about the update, please.
So Bocelli, as they have gone through their final prep for it, or are going through their prep, they've had to reduce the stage size, so they have to reduce the chorus down to 40 from 60. And they are also reducing the orchestra size as well, so it's not just the chorus. What that means is we'll be reducing the chorus from 60 people to 40. People will still remain on as subs in case somebody is sick so that we have you available. It does mean that Ash will be taking a very hard look at the music we just received and the voices that we have who will best support that music, because with only 10 people for a vocal part, it means a little bit different than 60. So he's gonna be looking at the music we just received and everybody's vocal parts and everything he knows about you to decide who's gonna be those 40 people, because that is quite an exposed choir. And it is a bit more difficult than we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, we were expecting like 3 songs or 4 songs. We were sent 9, which is great. You know, they believe in us and want us to sing a lot. A lot of it's Italian, a lot of it's opera choruses, Nessun Dorma, Monte, you know, things like that. With that being said, we do need to add some extra rehearsals. We were originally going to just do the one Wednesday after Beethoven and then the Saturday and the Sunday. As it stands now, we'll need to add 2 additional rehearsals to that. So it'll be a total of 3 rehearsals, including that Wednesday, and then of course, the performances that Saturday and Sunday.
To that effect, everyone who auditioned and is currently on the list is going to get a survey from the Chorus at Open Symphony, probably tomorrow morning, that has the 4 potential dates and times we're looking at. And we need to know, like, by Friday if you are available or not, because that will help us schedule those rehearsals. And in some cases, it may also help Ash decide who is remaining and who is not. Because of the music that we got 2 weeks ago, we had 4 pieces. Literally last Thursday, I got 5 more. So because of that, we have people at those rehearsals. It's not what we originally planned, but as we told you from the beginning, this is kind of how Bocelli works. And we don't want to remove anyone just because we didn't have your availability and therefore pick the date that you weren't available. So by Friday, we need anyone who auditioned. Only those people will get the email. We need your availability so that Ash can best decide when to host those extra rehearsals. They will not be here. They will be in Oakland.
They will be at Park Boulevard Presbyterian Church, which is on, I actually just started working there last week, so we have access to that space. If you know where 580 and Park Boulevard intersect, it's just right up the hill from there. They will be required rehearsals for anyone performing. If you say you can come, but then later say, oh, I need to miss a rehearsal, I might put a sub in your place for the performance then. So you really need to be there. I also want to say this, it's not typical for a director to step forward and say this, but I feel like you deserve this. This is obviously not a fault of anyone at Brooklyn Symphony. It's definitely not Sarah's fault or my fault. This is Bocelli team communicating very sporadically. With that being said, I do want to apologize to you all who have auditioned. I know that many of you are looking forward to this. Many of you were told by me you're in it, and now to be told this, you know, it makes me look like I'm not being honest with you. That wasn't the case, but regardless, I do want to make sure you know that we are sorry. We do respect your time, and we're trying to make this work with the team. In the future, we'll better communicate. Hey, look, we've already made these guidelines for our choir. Please respect them. So please know that that's where I stand.
And it's their first year doing it too, which is why the like, seventh stage change happens. This is the first year they're putting up the show here. It's not like Chase where they come in every 2 years. So it's a little bit of a learning curve for them too, which is why the reduction happens. So they like, always do their music late because that's just how they work. They plan the next show off of how current shows are going rather than saying, this is the rep, and that's what we're going to do. But the reduction was not something they expected either, and they took 2 weeks to try and not do it, and last Thursday they would have said there's no way to not reduce it, and they're reducing both the chorus and the orchestra.
Yes. So we'll get the music to you as soon as we get availability back. I mean, again, it's really, really important we get those. Like, as soon as you get the link, just fill it out as best as you can. There'll be some options on there. And then we'll let you know, hopefully by next week, who's in that choir, who will be subs for that choir. If you are designated to be a sub, we will ask that you still attend rehearsals and you can be here ready in case you are called to be on stage. On a good note about this performance and the upcoming May performance, tickets are selling quite well, it seems, actually. How's the May concert looking?
Oh, I don't know. We have surpassed what we did last May when we did this, or February when we did this concert. So
yeah,
it's selling very, very well. I don't know right now exactly.
Yes.
It's selling very well.
And the Bocelli concert is like, I don't know, $2,000 ticket or something like that.
Only the high-end tickets are still available.
Yes.
We had told you guys we were going to probably bus us from somewhere in NASA into it. They now know that they have enough parking to have us park. So whoever is going, you also need to be able to either carpool there or drive into Napa to the location near for parking.
And this is something you can also help
establish. Yeah, we can help with that. But just know that, and this will go to the Bocelli group for any, but we will have a deadline of 5 days out to tell them what the carpool situation is. Because they need a car number count and they need a car parking list. So just keep that in mind. Obviously, during the rehearsal, we kind of do some parking work, but just so everybody knows that kind of change, we will be parking on site instead of somewhere else in Napa and busing in.
Okay, that's a big announcement. Thank you, Sarah, for being patient to us. During break, if you have questions, you can talk to Sarah about it. Again, get that link as soon as you can and fill out your availability. Stand up, please. Music down.
Because I'm on my own.
Hold this note.
downs are there. Don't let that pull you down there, okay? Bassist, can I hear you starting at 21? Who plays this? This bass and baritone, crazy and over. You're gonna have to take breaths at some spots, but never at bar lines unless indicated. Basses, also draw crescendo in your score from measure 22 to 23. We should feel a little energy from the bass supporting us with that A flat there. Bill?
In measure 26, though, who do you know? How do should that do be? Is it who do, or is it who do?
In between. Not so aspirated, but we have to hear, do you. I kind of crescendo a little into the do. In fact, we should all do that. Just a little less of devotion. So we get, do you know. Can we sing that right there? That's a good spot, Bill. Measure 26, here's the notes. Right there, start pretty soft, mental piano again. Sing your first note. Bassist, sing your first note. Same note, same vowel. Tenors, join them. Same vowel, it's not dark enough. No vibrato. Altos, join. Beautiful, just softer. Sopranos. Softer. Yeah, remember that we've got 25, 18, 26, and 14. Yeah. So we always have to tune to that bass. If you can't hear the bass, you're singing too loud. It may mean you sing softer than you have on the song. I'd much rather that than trying to, you know, blast it. Right there at home, coming right together on that right vowel, slight crescendo into the future notes. In a perfect world, I would actually sing this song in mixed formation, and then you could really hear the parts, but since this is back-to-back with Here I Stand, we're in this formation. Start there again. The dynamics are wonderful, and when you watch, we actually create music together. You phrase, you bring out certain words, so look up what you can. Sit up straight. Softer. Yeah, I say piano. We actually get a full crescendo, Sven. Make it a three there. Could you just speak the text? No basses, just speaking at 32. Everyone but bass. Three.
The world is fast and gentle, and rather pass you by than to stop.
Have those moving eighth notes, don't make them staircases. Makes you cry. Even though the note changes, keep it legato there.
Now, I'd like you to do what Sarah did in the warm-up. Don't sing it like the world is fast. The world is fast and it would rather pass you by. You've got to move your mouths a lot more so we hear the words. Speak it again. No basses, just speaking. Three and four.
The world is fast and yet would rather pass you by than to stop and see what makes you cry.
It's both. And when you do that, you stay together so much better. So make a huge, huge, huge note, enunciation, articulation. We need that in this session. Starting right there at 32 with pitches and singing now. Keep that same idea. Move the mouth a lot. Keep it legato as much as you can, but still exciting. Prominent,
on there, because we need to hear that fundamental to that chord. Sopranos, try not to break between I and cry at the end there. Sometimes I cry. The mouth doesn't really have to close between I and cry. The throat just makes the K sound. Sometimes I cry. It'll always be connected then. Do those at last, sometimes I cry again. Start piano, little crescendo into I, and then diminuendo. Better entrance together. When you move your mouths a lot, it really has an impact on understanding this piece and believing you as you sing this piece. In general, whenever you say the word sometimes, just say sometimes.
Sometimes.
Now turn the last S into a Z and say it.
Sometimes.
Make it a Z so it always connects to the next word well. Like, sometimes when I'm bored, sometimes I. Then it's a voiced consonant and it's easier to get up to that note there at the end. Just make it a Z every time. From the beginning, looking at me, no music needed, you know this. Exciting, sometimes.
Sometimes when I'm alone, I cry because I'm on my own.
That should be a break there, right? Oh, just the A's don't really on there. Hey, can you make it more of this so we get? Crescendo, and then that eighth goes with a little bit of a back away there. Try it again at the beginning. Softer at the beginning, but keep the diction still at that dynamic level. It's really good.
Sometimes when I'm alone, I cry because I'm on my
diminish the value of the note before form so the F has more time. Right on measure 9, form, here's your notes. Altos tenors, don't slow these eighth notes down just because it's dramatic. Okay. Same for you sopranos at measure 10. I cry. It doesn't have to open up so much. I mean, it's only a G and B. I think we can do that without and become like ah there. Okay? This is getting so, so good. Take 30 seconds or a minute, talk to your name about all the things we just talked about. We're gonna run this twice for a maestro recording after that. With just us before Maestro comes next week. Friendly reminder, he can change whatever he wants. He might not like what I do, but that's okay. He is director of this choir. We listen to his directions on that. From the beginning. Engage singing, always on your toes. Ready for more.
Sometimes when I'm thank you.
not to move afterwards. When his hands come down, then you can kind of relax into a singer's position, receive your applause, and we'll have a seat. Have a seat! Take 30 seconds, talk to your neighbor about what you did well and what could be better next time!
Oh,
Stand up, go to the beginning, please. This will be the recording for Maestro. Acapella, looking up as much as possible. Hands at your side, we practice how we come to the center.
Barbara, any announcements? And Sarah, do you have any more announcements to give? Or?
Oh my gosh, that's gonna be recording. Hello, everyone. Tenors, thank you for setting us up. Snacks tonight. Next, I have no idea who's drinking. Altos! You get to bring snacks next. And you get to bring them to set it up. Is that great? Yes. Encouragement. Encouragement. If you want to get tickets for the upcoming concert, it's going to be very, very good. And it's going to be maybe sold out, so get your tickets now. There is a special discount that we have. I don't know what the code is, but it's on there somewhere. It's in there, and you get 2 for 1. Get the best seats in the house that are left over, and it's half price. So enjoy. Dorothy,
questions, Colin? Okay.